Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. This is Samantha Attard here with you for another dispatch of lessons on bringing balance and wellness to your everyday life. I'm a yoga instructor, Ayurvedic coach, and doula in the beautiful Washington, D.C. area. And today, I'm really excited to be sharing with you a 30-minute yoga sequence that I recorded for a client this last week. And this is a sequence that is great for morning and for waking up and waking up your body. So we move a little slow at the beginning. We try to open up the body, get a little bit of the creaks and cracks out from sleep, but then we do get moving, and it's just a fabulous 30 minutes that you can do anytime, anywhere. All you need is a mat. If you want to grab a towel or blanket to use as a fake little strap, if you have a yoga block, awesome. Otherwise, enjoy, and have a great morning. So we get started on a mat, and we're going to get started today with child's pose. So especially since it's the morning, I highly recommend grabbing a towel or a blanket, and you can roll it up and actually put that blanket behind your knees so that your knees don't have to be at as sharp of an angle. Another option is to put a nice blanket underneath your knees just so you have some extra padding, especially right here first thing in the morning. It's a really nice thing to have. So take a nice long deep breath in once you have that set up, and then take a big old exhale and a long inhale and a long exhale. Continue breathing, seeing if you can breathe into the back body so you start to feel the low back expanding, opening right here. So that you're creating some space in those muscles that have been all locked up with sleep and now letting them open. And as you breathe into the low back, also feeling the hips start to expand to the sides. So it's not just your lungs breathing, your heart breathing, but really the entire back body, the entire torso, again, even down to the hips, breathing here with you. And stay right here. Right, knowing that it takes time for our muscles to start to open up, to soften. It can take 30 to 60 seconds for our muscles to say, okay, I can let go, I'm safe, I'm okay. So let them do that right here. For 3 more breaths. As you finish that third breath, you can start to pull the body back up, remove the blankets. We're going to come to hands and knees, tabletop position, to get ready for cat and cow. And take a moment, of course, to set up your firm foundation. So hands right underneath the shoulders, knees right underneath the hips, really strong press into the hands. You feel the inner arms wake up, across the front of the chest wakes up, like everything is active here, right? You are waking up, you're waking up your body. And then as you inhale, belly drops, shoulders back, cow pose. When you exhale, round, tuck the chin. Inhale, belly drops, shoulders pull back. And exhale, you round. 4 more rounds on your own breath, as fast or as slow makes sense for you. Feel free to pause at the inhale, at the exhale, anywhere in between. Setting that intention of softening the muscles, of opening them up, right? No expectations of what's happening in the body first thing in the morning. Instead, exploring. Once you finish those 4 rounds, I'd like you to walk the hands a couple inches forward and then press back to down dog. And we're going to hold this down dog for a full minute. So feel free to take any movements that you need here in order to make this a strong, comfortable, stable down dog. Stability is huge. See if you can feel how the back body is expanding here. So particularly behind the shoulders, almost like you're breathing into behind the shoulders, and it's this energy is lifting towards the front of the room. So that you're really aware of what's happening in the chest muscles, in the upper back, and then eventually into the lower belly as well. Take a big breath in. Long breath out. Let's come forward to plank pose. So come all the way out, heels pull back. Again, hands really strong on the earth, just like in our cat and cow. And here we're gonna take a little bit of knee movement. So you're going to bend the right knee so that it's about halfway to the floor, not all the way to the floor, but just bends a little bit here. And then switch sides, left knee bends about halfway down. And then it'll be right knee, and then it's left knee. And really try to keep that gaze still forward or right on the ground, right beneath the gaze, so you're not looking back at the knees. You keep the length of the spine, keep moving right and left. So you get the stretch through the back body, through the legs. You start to feel the belly wake up a little here. Two more, right and left. And come back to your regular plank. Let's lower all the way down to the ground. Knees down, optional. We'll take three breaths here. So on the inhale, baby cobra, pull the shoulders back. Stay here on the exhale. On the inhale, roll the shoulders up, back, and down to get just a little higher. And again, you stay on the exhale. Last time, roll shoulders up, back, and down, highest yet. And then exhale to lower the chest back down. Come back through hands and knees. We're gonna take a shoulder stretch here. So again, hands right underneath shoulders, knees right underneath hips. Right arm reaches up to the sky, over to the side, and then thread the right arm behind the left hand, palm faces up, right shoulder on the earth. And use this moment to deepen the connection to the floor. So right cheek is relaxing to earth. The back of the shoulder is softening down. You're getting spacious in the back of the shoulder. And there can be a softness at the front of the heart, in the neck, in the head. Of course, feel free to wrap that left arm behind you if that's good for your body. Can you drop any energy that's being held in the chin, the jaw, the face? Your next breath, take the left hand back down to earth. Press into the left hand so the right arm can reach up and over to the side once again, and then right hand down to the ground. We'll do the other side. Left arm reaches up and over to the side. Thread the left arm underneath or behind the right hand. Shoulder heavy, cheek heavy. Right, an idea of softening closer to earth. Of course, right hand can come behind your back if that is right for you here. And you breathe deep. Next breath, hand returns down to the ground. Press into the right hand, lift left hand up to sky, and then left hand down next to the right. Let's step back to a plank pose just to feel that strength one more time. Pull the heels back, stretch through the back body, and then downward facing dog, hips up to sky. Let's lift the right leg up to the sky. So we're just going to take a moment to really stretch out the right leg. So Pull up through the right heel on the inhale. Knee to nose on the exhale. Three-legged dog, right leg up, inhale. Knee to nose, exhale. Really pull in, round in the back. Right leg up, inhale. Knee to nose, exhale. Different this time, plank pose. Step straight back. Lower, halfway or all the way for your chaturanga. Up dog or baby cobra, no worries if it's still early for that. And then downward facing dog, exhale. Big breath in. Long exhale. Other side, left leg lifts to sky. Pull up, up, up from the heel, deep in. Knee to nose, exhale. Left leg stretches up, press into hands. And then knee to nose, really round. Left leg pulls up. Knee to nose, exhale. Plank pose, step straight back. Lower on the exhale. Up dog, strong feet on the inhale. Pull shoulder blades together. Down dog, exhale. Deep inhale. And long exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Right leg lifts to sky. This time, step between hands. Take the left knee down to the ground, and your choice, hands might start on the top of the right thigh. If you're ready for it, if you're feeling it's time for that stretch, you can pull hands up to the sky. So either option available, you can even move between the two based on what it is you need in your body. So hands on the right thigh can help you pull the right leg a little more forward. You feel like you're pressing the right leg forward, the hips dropping. Hands up to the sky helps you to find that back bend, this feeling like the chest is lifting up. So just based on if you need to ground the energy or if you need to pull it up. One more deep breath here. And then exhale, Ardha Hanumanasana. Hands down, pull the right hip back as you straighten the right leg. Now feel this press forward into the right heel. Flex the toes towards the face, engage in the right leg, and notice how that allows you to pull the right hip back. You actually get to soften into the hips a little here. Options, of course, to pull the crown of the head forward to stay more active in the belly, or to choose to fold deeper and round in the upper back. Options, fabulous. Start to re-bend that right knee, and let's twist this time. So left hand right underneath the left shoulder, right hand up to sky. Palm facing the side of the room, really strong as it reaches up, but take a moment to feel like you are externally rotating both arms. So that means like you're pulling the thumbs apart from each other. You're rolling the chest a little more open. And then see if you can pull the left shoulder down onto the back so that it's really connected to the back of the rib cage. Option, of course, tuck the left toes, lift the left knee. We have one more breath here. And then take right hand down, step the right foot back, vinyasa, high plank to low plank, hug those elbows in, up dog on the inhale. And down dog on the exhale. Let's do the other side. Left leg up. Step between hands for your low lunge. Right knee is down. Your choice. Hands to the left thigh to press it forward, or hands up to the sky if you need to open the chest a little more here. Right? Our bodies show up different every single day. Your choice on what it needs today. Full breath. Deep inhale. And long exhale. Last breath in here. And then half splits. Press into the left heel. Straighten out the left leg. And really press that heel forward. Toes towards face. Again, a choice. Crown of the head reaching forward or folding forward here. support for your body. Your next inhale, re-bend the left knee, plant the right hand right underneath the shoulder, left hand up to sky for your twist. Feel shoulder blades start to come together here so that there is an engagement in the back body. Again, your choice if you want to tuck the right toes, lift the right knee, go for it. Just make sure that that right leg, that that right hip is so stable and strong, it is helping to hold you up. One more deep inhale. And then left hand returns down to ground. Step back. Take your vinyasa. High plank. Elbows in for low plank. Up dog on the inhale. Down dog on the exhale. Big breath in. Big breath out. Look forward on your inhale. Exhale to bend your knees. Step, hop, walk to the front of the mat. Halfway on the inhale. Exhale, hands down. Inhale, up to standing. Press into feet. Reach tall. This time, right hand is going to wrap around the left wrist. So pull the left hand up and then over to the right. Side stretch. Something to pay attention to here as you breathe, to pull the rib cage in slightly so that you feel like you are really bending in one plane. It's not like the chest is pulling forward or back. You are in one strong plane as you stretch to the right. You come back up to standing, switch arms. So left hand around the right wrist, pull up on the right wrist and then over to the left. Again, rib cage gently pulls in, press into that right heel. Breathe here. Find a place that you can breathe. If you can't breathe, take it one little inch back. Come back through center and fold forward. Halfway lift, inhale. Hands down, step or hop back to your vinyasa. Up dog on the in, down dog on the out. Big breath in. And big breath out. Right leg lifts to sky. Warrior two. Left heel down to ground. Hips face out the side. Reach the arms out really long and bend deep into the right knee. Feel the feet moving in opposite directions, pressing forward and back. And then see if you can feel the right heel pressing deeper into the earth, that front heel. So when you press that right heel deeper into the earth, you release some of the muscles in the hips and suddenly they can sink a little lower. Find that. Stay low, reverse warrior, right hand reaching up and feel that the energy is lifting. So even as you pull up and back, everything, even in the left thigh, is trying to seek sky. Deep breath here. And then warrior two. High lunge, swing the left arm forward, come up onto the ball of the left foot. You might need to move your feet around, totally perfect. But find your nice high lunge here, really strong. Hands are going to come to the heart, press them strong. And then lean the body weight forward, warrior three. Now you might play, as you come to the warrior three, you might take some time with the right knee bent. That's the standing leg. Maybe you see how that feels, how that little shock absorber in the right knee allows you to really engage up through the belly. As you're ready, or if you prefer, press into the right heel to straighten the right leg. Suddenly, you have to be even more stable in that right leg, and you press into the right heel so that the right hip can lift up towards sky and left hip can meet it nice and even. Deep breath in. Bend the right knee to land back to the lunge. Hands can be at heart once again, and then twist to the left, to the right. Left elbow to the right knee. You might press the palms together strong, keep the arms separate, you choose. Deep in. And long out. One inhale. And exhale, hands down, vinyasa, step back, high to low plank. Up dog, inhale. And down dog, exhale. Left leg lifts. Warrior two, step between hands. Everything opens out to the side. Pull the arms wide, bend the left knee deep. And again, make this bend happen because you press so strong into the left heel that the hips can start to drop. So you are pressing in opposite directions and feeling a release in the hips. Full breath. And long exhales. Reverse warrior, left hand reaches tall. Feel that lift in both sides of the rib cage, this fabulous side stretch through the left side body. One breath in. And warrior two on the breath out. High lunge, up onto the ball of the right foot, reach the right hand tall. Again, you can shift around the legs if you need, and then hands to heart, lean forward, warrior three. Stay for a moment with the bent left knee. Feel that engagement, how you can really find where the right and left hip is in space. And if, when you'd like to, press into the left heel, straighten the left leg, and really charge up the back of the leg. We get so caught up with the front of the body or weights coming to the toes. Pull it a little back. Feel the strength of the hamstring, of the glute holding you up. One more deep breath. Land back to your lunge. Hands to heart. Twist to the left this time. Right elbow to left knee. Or, of course, you can always separate arms or take a less intense twist if that is what your body needs here today. Three breaths. And two. And one. Hands down. Vinyasa and flow. Up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Gaze forward, breath in. Bend knees, breath out. Step or hop to front. Halfway. And hands down. Let's come to Malasana, yogic squat. Walk the feet out, toes out, heels in, upper arms to inner thighs. Four breaths here. Now again, depending on what's happening with your knee today, it might feel really great to take the forearms on the tops of the thighs, not sit as deep, and you get a really nice strengthener here for the glutes, for the back of the hamstring. So no need to go all the way into the squat if that's not working today. We breathe strong. Crow pose. Hands down, knees to upper arms, press forward, lean forward, keep the gaze moving forward as you practice lifting feet off of the earth. Again, remember, it's an extra bend in the knees to lift the feet off the earth, so take two more breaths. It's a chaturanga, it's a down dog, it's however you want to return back. Knees down, child's pose. Full inhale. Full exhale. Let's take a minute for headstand here, headstand practice. So whether you're working your classical today or your tripod headstand, up to you. Just get that head to the ground, engage up through the arms, lift feet to sky, or stay in your down dog preparatory shape, feeling the belly pull up to ceiling. The more you pull belly up to ceiling, walking feet in so hips can really lift, that is the strengthener. That's what's going to bring you into that upside down shape, whether it's today or a week from now. Six breaths wherever you are. Keep pulling up from the heels. And slowly lower down, again, finding your child's pose. Four breaths here. Keep the spine really long, the neck relaxed. If any tension is built up, make sure you separate the teeth. You might wiggle the head a little back and forth just to soften. You'll sit back up onto your shins. Make your way onto your back. Let's work into a bridge pose. So come down onto the back, feet close to the hips, middle fingers almost can even reach the heels, and then press into the feet. Bridge pose for four breaths. Strong underneath the big toes, feeling the chest pulling towards the back of the room. For two. And one. Slowly lower. One breath in. One breath out. Second time, last time, bridge or wheel, your choice. Five breaths to find your strength wherever you are. And really feel this for the lightness of the energy lifting up, right? So even as you press strong into hands of feet, the belly pulls up to sky. It's like it's getting held up by 95 balloons, huge balloons, pulling it up to sky. Reach up through the body, big opening. And then slowly lower all the way back down. Knees, windshield wiper, side to side, side to side. And then Supta Baddha Konasana, soles of feet together and knees wide, one hand to belly, one hand to heart. If for whatever reason this isn't feeling great today, you can take feet to the edges of the mat and knock the knees in together. Feel energy travel from head down to feet. You might even press the feet together a little strongly so that the inner edges of the legs activate. And then bring the knees back into center. Right ankle will cross on top of the left knee. Hands wrap around the left thigh as you pull that left leg in. Make sure you flex the right toes. And then see if you can find a softness in the shoulders, in the neck, in the jaw. So that yes, there is activity, there's stuff happening in the lower body, but it doesn't have to translate to energy getting stuck in the upper body. So lower body active, stretching, working, upper body soft, sinking, yielding to earth. Use long exhales. Slowly release the left foot down to the ground. Two options. We're going to come to the twist. So you can leave the right knee on top, or the right ankle on top of the left knee, and just move both knees over to the right to find your twist. That's too much on your knees or hips. Just take the right ankle on top or off of the left knee, and you can just have both knees folding over to the right. Four breaths and twist. Slowly return back to center. Right foot down to the ground if it's not there already, and then it'll be left ankle on top of the right knee, on top of the right thigh. Hands can come behind the right thigh and gently pull the right thigh in. Engage in the lower body, but then let some of the energy soften so that the shoulders, they don't have to work so hard. And another thing you can do here is if you're like, I can't make the shoulders not work hard, is to take a towel or a strap or a blanket and wrap that around the back of the right thigh so that the shoulders and elbows really can relax here. But get into a place where you can focus on the stretch that's happening in the lower body and not have to worry so much on what's happening in the upper body. And so that it feels less like this sense of pulling and more like this softening that we discussed at the beginning of practice when we were in our shoulder stretch. Slowly release the right foot to ground. Both knees come over to the left for your twist. Again, feel free to take the left ankle off of the right knee if that's better for your body. Three breaths. Two breaths. Last one. Come back into center. Unwind the legs. Hug knees into chest. Appa asana is what this is called. You hug the knees in. You might even curl the chin in so you feel the engagement through the back spine. One big breath. And then slowly on the exhale, release the legs down. Let the spine get long. Shoulders tuck underneath you, palms face up. You're here in your Shavasana pose. Feel the energy travel from crown of the head down to the feet and back up again so that you are completely even on the earth. Kind of like if you turn a tube of water onto its side, it just gently finds its even place. The water doesn't need to flow anywhere. There's no up and down. I feel that steady, sea-like quality to your body here. And breathe. You stay present for as long as you need. Taking your time before you get back up again. Namaste. Thanks again so much for listening. It is fabulous to be here with you all. If you do enjoy this podcast, feel free to leave a review, whether that's on Anchor, on iTunes, anywhere else. It helps more people see this podcast, and I truly appreciate your support. If there's something you'd like to see, send me a DM. I'm over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman. That's B-E, Happy Healthy Human. Would love to hear what you're thinking, what you're wanting to listen to, and what else I can bring to you in this podcast. I hope you have a fabulous day. Bye. Thank you so much for joining today. If you did find something useful in this podcast, again, feel free to leave a review on iTunes, to share with a friend, or even send me a message. I'm over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman. That's B-E, Happy Healthy Human. I would love to hear from you, see what you're gaining from these episodes, and hear what you'd like to learn more about in our future episodes. Truly appreciate it. Have a fabulous day.